66. Fear God, ye inhabitants of the city, Constantinople, and sow not the seeds of dissension amongst men. Walk not in the paths of the evil one. Walk ye, during the few remaining days of your life, in the ways of the one true God. Your days shall pass away, as have the days of them who were before you. To dust shall ye return, even as your fathers of old did return. Know ye that I am afraid of none except God. In none but him have I placed my trust. To none will I cleave but him, and wish for naught except the thing he hath wished for me. This indeed is my heart's desire, did ye but know it. I have offered up my soul and my body as a sacrifice for God, the Lord of all worlds. Whoso hath known God shall know none but him, and he that feareth God shall be afraid of no one except him, though the powers of the whole earth rise up and be arrayed against him. I speak naught except at his bidding, and follow naught through the power of God and his might, except his truth. He verily shall recompense the truthful. Narrate, O servant, the things thou didst behold at the time of thine arrival in the city, that thy testimony may endure amongst men, and serve as a warning unto them that believe. We found upon our arrival in the city its governors and elders as children gathered about and disporting themselves with clay. We perceived no one sufficiently mature to acquire from us the truths which God hath taught us, nor ripe for our wondrous words of wisdom. Our inner eye wept sore over them, and over their transgressions, and their total disregard of the thing for which they were created. This is what we observed in that city, and which we have chosen to note down in our book, that it may serve as a warning unto them and unto the rest of mankind. Say, if ye be seekers after this life and the vanities thereof, ye should have sought them while ye were still enclosed in your mother's wombs. For at that time ye were continually approaching them, could ye but perceive it. Ye have, on the other hand, ever since ye were born and attained maturity, been all the while receding from the world and drawing closer to dust. Why then exhibit such greed in amassing the treasures of the earth, when your days are numbered and your chance is well nigh lost? Will ye not then, O heedless ones, shake off your slumber? Incline your ears to the counsels which this servant giveth you for the sake of God. He verily asketh no recompense from you, and is resigned to what God hath ordained for him, and is entirely submissive to God's will. The days of your life are far spent, O people, and your end is fast approaching. Put away, therefore, the things ye have devised and to which ye cleave, and take firm hold on the precepts of God, that haply ye may attain that which he hath purposed for you, and be of them that pursue a right course. Delight not yourselves in the things of the world and its vain ornaments, neither set your hopes on them. Let your reliance be on the remembrance of God, the most exalted, the most great. He will ere long bring to naught all the things ye possess. Let him be your fear, and forget not his covenant with you, and be not of them that are shut out as by a veil from him. Beware that ye swell not with pride before God, and disdainfully reject his loved ones. Defer ye humbly to the faithful, they that have believed in God and in his signs, whose hearts witness to his unity, whose tongues proclaim his oneness, and who speak not except by his leave. Thus do we exhort you with justice, and warn you with truth, that perchance ye may be awakened. Lay not on any soul a load which ye would not wish to be laid upon you, and desire not for anyone the things ye would not desire for yourselves. This is my best counsel unto you, did ye but observe it. Respect ye the divines and learned amongst you, they whose conduct accords with their professions, who transgress not the bounds which God hath fixed, whose judgments are in conformity with his behests, as revealed in his book. Know ye that they are the lamps of guidance unto them that are in the heavens and on the earth. They who disregard and neglect the divines and learned that live amongst them, these have truly changed the favour with which God hath favoured them. Say, await ye, till God will have changed his favour unto you. Nothing whatsoever escapeth him. He knoweth the secrets both of the heavens and of the earth. His knowledge embraceth all things. Rejoice not in what ye have done or will do in the future, nor delight in the tribulation with which ye have afflicted us, for ye are unable by such means as these to exalt your stations, were ye to examine your works with acute discernment. Neither will ye be capable of detracting from the loftiness of our state. Nay, God will add unto the recompense with which he shall reward us for having sustained with persevering patience the tribulations we have suffered. He verily shall increase the reward of them that endure with patience. Know ye that trials and tribulations have from time immemorial been the lot of the chosen ones of God and his beloved, and such of his servants as are detached from all else but him. They whom neither merchandise nor traffic beguile from the remembrance of the Almighty, they that speak not till he hath spoken and act according to his commandment. Such is God's method carried into effect of old, and such will it remain in the future. Blessed are the steadfastly enduring, they that are patient under ills and hardships, who lament not over anything that befalleth them, and who tread the path of resignation. The day is approaching when God will have raised up a people who will call to remembrance our days, who will tell the tale of our trials, who will demand the restitution of our rights from them that, without a tittle of evidence, have treated us with manifest injustice. God assuredly dominateth the lives of them that wronged us, and is well aware of their doings. He will most certainly lay hold on them for their sins. He verily is the fiercest of avengers. Thus have we recounted unto you the tales of the one true God, and sent down unto you the things he hath preordained, that haply ye may ask forgiveness of him, may return unto him, may truly repent, may realize your misdeeds, may shake off your slumber, may be roused from your heedlessness, may atone for the things that have escaped you, and be of them that do good. Let him who will acknowledge the truth of my words, and as to him that willeth not, let him turn aside. My sole duty is to remind you of your failure in duty towards the cause of God, if perchance ye may be of them that heed my warning. Wherefore, hearken ye unto my speech, and return ye to God and repent, that he through his grace may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins, and forgive your trespasses. The greatness of his mercy surpasseth the fury of his wrath, and his grace encompasseth all who have been called into being and been clothed with the robe of life, be they of the past or of the future.